Sehen, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for your invitation.
Sisa Yana Sisa Sisa.
So you're a singer, composer from Madagascar originally. You now live in France. You came to live here when you were 18.
Yes.
You've just released your second album. It's called Heskeli. How have people in Madagascar reacted to your album?
Actually, they like it. Yeah, they like
the
music.
Why do you say actually?
Yeah, I said actually because I'm doing this contemporary things, you know, not traditional, not also the music they are used to listen there in Madagascar. So there's this always this question, so how will they like it or not, etc. So, but I have a really good feedback from Madagascar, from people from there. Yeah, so that's, I'm really glad.
About your musical universe.
Yes, it's more like contemporary world music. I took traditional elements, also some pop elements and blues and jazz and electro. And I mean, I compose around those sounds and make my music interpreted in my way. So that's the story. Sama vesata ni funau ifana mitaka debi debi nau areto amizai nziru nau by that Malagasy melodies, and for me it's very really important to start from the center, and my center is my roots, so I start from there, from the melodies, and from there I built the rhythmic, and even the rhythmics are from Madagascar also. But after that I worked with Prabhu Edward, who is a percussionist and composer, with the arrangements. So from there we are, you know, free to to just do what we feel and what sounds good. The song Hazukeli, actually. That song it's about fraternity, it's about openness and sharing the joy and the pain and, you know. You have the guitar of Degory, who is an icon and guitarist from Madagascar. You have the melody and you have the rhythm also. Even if it's modern, you can feel the roots, you can feel the Malagasy roots and rhythm in that song.
You referred to an Indian musician with whom you've worked a lot called Prabhu Edward. He's a wonderful tabla player who now lives here in France. Tell us a bit about this Indian connection. How did you get interested in Indian music?
Well, actually, I heard some classical Indian music many years ago, and it was new and it was weird, because it's totally different from the music I listened at that time. So I was intrigued. And
that's Drupad music.
Yes, yeah. Yes. I wanted to know more. I wanted to learn, actually. So I started to go to Kolkata, and I was initiated by a teacher there, and I started to learn Drupad. And now I use it in my music. I'm not a Drupad singer, not at all. I mean, it takes a lifelong to Yeah. But I use it in my music. I use the technique.
The Drupad chant and more traditional chant from Madagascar.
The common point is the contemplation, the spirituality in the song. In some Malagasy music, you have this chant and you have this also in Drupad. And maybe that's the common thing for me.
What place does singing have in the society in Madagascar? A revered place, or is it something that anyone can do?
Anyone can do. That's, I think the huge difference is that, you know, it's a natural thing. You can sing together and play together and dance together, and it's in your daily life. It's not in a special place, in a venue especially. It's really like a way of life.
You grew up in a family of musicians called Nira Louvre, one of Madagascar's biggest popular music bands in the 50s, 60s and 70s. Mm-hmm. What was it like growing up in basically a very famous band? I mean, how important was that in making you into the musician you are now?
When I was a child, I didn't realize, you know, it's like, okay, it's natural, it's there. But I think my first lesson of music was when I first saw their performance. Because I was really impressed, because there were theater, there were poetry, there were music, of course, singing and dancing, and all that was, as a child, is like some, you know, fairy tale. Fairy tale, yes.
How old were you?
Oh, maybe 9 or something, yeah. And after that, for me, it was not a decision yet, but it was something there, and said, yeah, I want to do that later, but okay.
But in a very different way. You haven't at all pursued the same kind of music.
No, not at all, not at all. I think I kept the love of hard work and doing the things the better and the better. But otherwise, no, we don't have the same style at all.
But did you study music?
No.
Never?
Never. I'm totally a self-taught.
Who inspired you?
At home in Madagascar, my father had some vinyls of Otis Redding, for example, and it was so wonderful. And it was, when I heard the song, the voice, it was like, wow, it was like crying to hear the voice. And later here, of course, I heard the Massive Attack, the sound, that it's, yeah, really interesting, the atmosphere and the music. So, yes, there's a bit of that, of course.
Nine tracks on this album, Haskeli, 7 are in Malagasy, but 2 of them you sing in English.
I felt like singing it in English, really. These 2 songs, when the melody came, when I wrote the songs, I heard it in English. Don't Wanna See is really the feeling that we are going in the wrong direction. The way we consume, if we don't act, I think, yeah, we are going, it would be a disaster, yeah.
You mean we're living in too much of a consumer society?
Yeah, consumer society, and we don't want to see that. We don't want to see what is happening. It's there, but it's better not to see, you know.
We don't want to see the dance of nature. We don't want to see. We don't wanna see, we fall together, we don't wanna see.
Now this question of nature, the environment, it's quite a common theme on this album. And of course Madagascar itself, as an island, it has one of the richest biodiversity in the whole world. species that are absolutely unique mm-hmm. to the island, and yet it remains very, very poor.
Yes, the land is rich and the people are poor, and so there's a problem. And what is sad is that you feel like powerless. I mean, I do what I can, what I know, so the singing and telling things. But regarding the nature, if I talk about Madagascar, it's an island surrounded by nature. And yes, as a child, it was really, it's affected me greatly. I mean, the nature, its beauty, its power. I mean, we have one earth, so I really worship it. It's sacred. That's why for me, it's really important that my music and this theme, nature, is linked. It's not nature is there and my music there. It's one thing for me.
Sahin, thank you very much.
Thanks. We don't